This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we are doing the final hour here from Anarchapulco 2018. Absolutely fun event. If you missed it this year, because it was a sold-out event, the tickets are going on sale, from what I understand, for 2019 pretty much immediately.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, pretty much immediately.
Really?
So they've already got this thing planned out. It's going to be at the same location next year. They might be moving into the bigger room, which can hold like 3,000 people. So you're going to have your chance to get in on this. You don't want to miss it. You're going to meet all kinds of interesting folks, and that's what we've been doing here. It's Ian and Adam, Adam Kokesh, joining me from thefreedomline.com. And Adam,
thank you.
Brought over a special guest here, former Representative Cynthia McKinney, who's picking up Derek J's victimless crime spree right now. And you can see Adam, he's in the background on the cover. He's out of focus. He's holding a video. I think you're holding a video camera in the background.
Oh, I used to run around in tank tops, man.
That's
those
right.
were the comfortable days.
Yeah, this was back
with
in
no
the,
shirt on.
No, I think you were wearing a shirt.
Nazi
boy. It's a tank top. It's a tank top.
Yeah, it's a tank top. That's no shirt.
Okay.
That's a movie that we made.
Yes, ma'am.
In Keene, New Hampshire, about our friend Derek J, who got arrested 5 times for victimless crimes, you know, like possession of marijuana, things like that.
Ah, like Adam.
Yep. And you were there for that marijuana arrest.
Yes,
that's where that picture is from. And so it's a great, really fun 90-minute-long documentary film about those arrests. Highly recommended. And it's free to watch online for anybody over at victimlesscrimesfree.com. But where were we, Adam? I think you wanted to go somewhere with some questions for Cynthia.
Well, what I'd like to give your audience a sense of is why she's a hero to me and so many others. And in getting to present her to the audience here at Anarchapulco, what I was actually really surprised with was because she's been in a sort of self-imposed political exile for about a decade. And you can imagine you're standing up about 9/11 in Congress. You're standing up for the Bush administration on foreign policy in Congress. You're the Green Party nominee for president, standing up to the duopoly. Yeah, you're going to face a lot of pressure.
For sure.
You're going to face a lot of blowback from that.
Yeah.
And there's been some, you know, even personal security breaches, things that, you know, where she's been stalked and harassed. And after everything else she did in public service, to come to that and say, you know what, I got to check out, was a real tragedy that her voice had been taken away from the American people. But I want people to know what led to that, because in this room there were a quarter of the people, I think it was maybe a little less than a quarter, and I was still surprised to find that, who when Terry first dropped your name were like, oh yeah, Cynthia's here. But by the end of our presentation, it was 100%, and I think I was able to share my love for her with them. And so I want to make sure that your audience gets that same sense. So I don't know, maybe you want to start with grilling Rumsfeld on September 10th about $3 trillion missing dollars and you know, how you, all the things that you stood up to that led you to the awakening to question your concept of what government is.
Yeah. Well, it was the so-called missing money. It was the human trafficking, the dying core situation with trafficking of women and little girls. The United Nations doing the same thing. Halliburton doing the same thing in Iraq. It was Abu Ghraib. I was criticized by the House parliamentarian because I took the Abu Ghraib photos to the chamber and I wanted to talk about them. And he said, well, you have to maintain decorum. And those photographs are not decorum.
Oh, my God.
And so I said, well, those photographs are what
the government
we're doing
is doing
in the in Iraq right now. That's right. And so I defied the parliamentarian, and I went onto the floor with those photos. I had, in terms of border violence, I had a photo of a man whose arm was severed by a train. He was actually in charge of the Mexico side of the border, but he was trying to chase the people coming across the border with no documentation, and he got caught by a train and his arm was severed. And you could, and whoever snapped that photograph, they had his face grimacing in pain. And so I just wanted the the C-SPAN audience to see what U.S. policy does to people around the world. And it is criminalizing the wrong people, glorifying the wrong people, glorifying the criminals.
Sure.
Well, so I was one of them. And, we haven't actually talked about the Abu Ghraib thing yet, but I was in Fallujah at the time. I got to visit Abu Ghraib after those photos broke. And that I could still come home,
yes,
having been a part of that, mm-hmm, and have smoke blown up my butt and be hailed as a hero, like, it felt so wrong. You know, that, and I didn't really process it right away. You know, I'm pretty slow to learn. I like to learn the hard way. That's why I joined the Marine Corps. But there were very few people who were properly raising that in the United States, and she was one of the only ones.
Now tell me about you've exiled. Are you where are you based out of these days?
I teach at a English language university in Bangladesh, and I've been there for 3 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, so college students in Bangladesh.
I teach college students. Mm-hmm. I teach undergrads as well as graduate students. I teach MBA students. So there I'm teaching leadership, entrepreneurship, organizational development and change. And for the undergrad students, I'm teaching them political systems.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And you've made the trip all the way from Bangladesh coming
here
today. Yes,
directly here, which was like about 4 days.
You mentioned your son is also an anarchist. Tell me about that.
Well, my son actually preceded me in this revelation.
Uh-huh. Of course, right.
So it was the combination of Adam and my son that kind of made me start thinking about political. You know, now I have to teach it, so I got to know it.
Yep.
And so thinking about political systems and saying, okay, if I have a republic, and many people in the United States are quick to say, oh, we don't have a democracy, we have a republic.
What's the difference?
So then when I start thinking about how does a republic actually function, I give away my sovereignty,
mm-hmm,
and I give it to somebody,
mm-hmm,
else. And that same person, then I have to go and beg them to do something
right
for me.
And they claim,
it makes no sense.
Right, and they claim to represent you, and we know that can't be true, because
right. Even
at one table, you can't even get four libertarians to agree with one another. So how can somebody claim to accurately represent even one other person, let alone, you know, they can represent themselves, but not more than one other person? It's crazy.
That's right.
It's just
myth. Well, actually, what it does is it places that individual representative on the auction block, like a slave trade, really. And so now the special interests come and they make the bids. And so our representatives become, they become the slaves to those people who have the highest bid. And that's not the way to run a government.
Yeah. Well, it is if you're one of those people running it and it's your racket and you go, oh,
but that's how they all are.
Now it makes sense.
They're all the same way. You know, they're all beholden to these money people, and it's money or power or both. And that's what attracts these people. And unfortunately, we see that the power even corrupts many of those who thought they were going to get in and make a difference. And then they end up, you know, part of the system.
Well, now, you know, some of those people are blackmailed into taking positions, and so
I've heard about that. Yeah,
yeah, they're still good. They're good people,
but they're scared.
Who had a weak moment,
and they're under duress.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did that happen to you, or did somebody attempt to do that to you in D.C.?
Well, I always had people trying to get me to go play poker in Las Vegas to take those trips. I just never did. I was too much of a nerd. I didn't know how to play poker.
we're teaching her tonight.
You got a poker event that you're playing on, right?
Oh, yeah. Anarcho poker.
Right on. That's perfect. That's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us here and your personal evolution. Did your son make it out to the event?
No, but I'm definitely going to highly recommend it to him.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. Anarcho Polco 2018. I know they're going to be putting the videos up, so at some point, y'all's presentation on stage, I think it's going to be, I heard it might be many months before the free versions of them go up. But so anybody who missed out on being here, they will still be able to see what you guys did on stage. And
I have one more thing I want to say before we go.
Yep, quick.
And that is, Keene, New Hampshire, Antioch University. Yep. I know you guys.
I love Keene. Thank you, Cynthia, for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. And, Adam, you stick around. We're going to continue for a little bit here. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about this event and maybe get tickets for next year as well. It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com, and this is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarchapulco 2018. Just a great time if you missed it. you should always go. You should go to anarchapulco.com and get tickets for next year. We're looking forward to being here again. Hopefully, it was a lot of fun. Mark is back on mic number two.
That's right.
And Adam back on mic number three. As we took a break there, since Cynthia McKinney, you know, there's a lot of people that want to talk to her, so we managed to get her over here. And thanks to your help for that. Interesting, Mark. I mean, you were pretty skeptical. I was initially when I first saw. Wait, Cynthia McKinney is here? What? And I'm at least understanding that people can change. Mark, did you buy the
I didn't hear much of what went on. There's a lot of, you know,
it's hard to hear if you're not right.
And I've
right
got to producer roles and things like that when stuff goes on. So you basically,
she's an anarchist. She's come out of the closet on stage here as an anarchist. Her son also helped her bring her along as well as you, Adam. I mean, it seems sincere to me.
If a person says it, then it's
huge.
Fine by me.
The thing is, if you look at Cynthia McKinney, you can know that when she says it like this, in this context, have absolute faith in her integrity, because she's not going to lie to get on the air
on Free Talk Live. I mean, for God's sake. Right.
Why would she come here and say those things? She's not running for office. She certainly wouldn't be elected by anarchists, even if she was.
Is she going to try to run again, by the way?
She's in Africa.
Bangladesh.
Right. Or is that Africa?
I'm sorry. Bangladesh is not in Africa. Thank
you. Far away from here.
Dang, Ian, you're so American.
I don't think they had that one in Carmen, San Diego when I was growing up. So let's talk about the presidential campaign, or the not presidential campaign for you, Adam Kokesh, as you have corrected me many a times. The Adam Kokesh not for president in 2020.
We are turning the presidential election into a referendum on whether or not the federal government should be allowed to exist at all. And when people go to vote in November 2020, they will know that they can vote for a Republican or a Democrat or nobody to be president. And the platform that I am putting forth will be laid out in a single executive order that details the entire process of dissolving the federal government in a peaceful, orderly, responsible manner, leaving us with 50 independent states, plus territories, plus sovereign native nations.
It would be great if we didn't actually have to go through the secession process in New Hampshire, if the U.S. government could just dissolve.
All at once.
If it could just go away. And, boy, wouldn't that be amazing? Then we'd actually have 50 competing states really competing for, you know, people to... And that would, I think, increase freedom in general, because you've got this federal government overarching everything. There's only so much the states can do sort of underneath that purview. But if the federal government's wiped away, you'll see California go even further left. You'll see New Hampshire get even more free. Texas will go even more conservative.
Well, hold on. There's one... And that is a really important selling point in this, that it's about respecting self-determination of communities, ultimately, and first for states as a sort of bad proxy, but certainly more
proxy,
local than the national government. What you're really going to see... Oh, so the selling point is, if you're a conservative, you're a liberal, you can hold on to that. I don't need to argue with you about that.
Nope.
If you want that in your community, and you don't want to force it on the neighboring communities, you're not holding anybody hostage.
Right.
I respect the right of your community to organize how you as a group, as a voluntary collective, see fit.
Sure.
So what you're going to see, not so much is California going super left and Texas going super right, as much as you're going to see a race to localize even more. And you're going to see states going, all right, we're stable, federal government's gone, we're sovereign, everybody's cool, okay, cool, we're going to do it again.
Yeah,
and
that's optimistic.
We're going to get state governments down to the county level. And now counties are actually, compared to states, certainly a much closer approximation.
I agree.
Of communities.
I think that a county is should be the foundational, if you're going to have a government, foundational sort of governmental process.
You get it down to the county, you're going to see people be able to split off, form their own communities out of that. You're going to be able to secede as an individual on your own property. You're going to see immense competition. And ultimately, I mean, even for you guys who are, I mean, I respect as being as ideologue as I am, that if we got government worldwide, because, you know, it's really going to happen. This is a domino effect. We flick the federal government of the United States as the first domino to fall. People all over the world are going to look at their central governments and go, what are you still doing here?
Yeah.
And you're going to see that we're going to get government down to the community level globally. But imagine, just in the United States, we get it down to the county, we're done. Libertarianism is kind of irrelevant at that point.
I'm with you. I really like this. And, you know, what's happened in the United States is essentially, Bill Clinton got in, the Republicans got really mad, and then they're able to stick it to him. We get Bush in, right?
Yeah, right.
And then Bush does things like golf, and there's 9/11 and things, and right? And we stick it to him and give him Obama, right? And then, by God, Obama does things like bring in socialized health care, and he's being all black and stuff, and we're going to stick it to him and give him some Donald Trump right up the legislature, right?
Yeah, right.
And this is just, it's more one-upmanship. Can America really handle what it takes to say F you to Donald Trump? Because that politician is going to suck.
Can we handle having a president for another 4 years?
Right.
Can we handle having this un-American anti-freedom institution in place?
$20 trillion in debt. When George Bush came in, I believe the debt was $4 trillion, doubles up to Obama, $8 trillion. I can't remember what it is. Basically, you can expect the debt to be $40 trillion.
Don't forget the unfunded liabilities, too, right?
Yeah.
Another $50 trillion or something that's coming.
I wouldn't be doing this if, as a voluntarist, because if I didn't think there was a legitimate free market function here, I don't think there's anything more anti-freedom you can say than I want to be president of the United States.
Sure.
It's a silly position. It shouldn't exist. No one should have that authority over other people. And the debt is intergenerational child abuse. You are forcing people to pay for something they never even had a say in.
Nope.
And the debt on paper is not to the American people. It's to foreign banks, foreign governments, foreign corporations. It's an illegitimate debt.
And the
in
Federal
this
Reserve.
Process, right, we get, that's a foreign corporation, isn't it?
I
domestic.
Don't know.
Either way,
not
a legitimate debt. We get to write off all of that as we're essentially declaring bankruptcy. I think of myself in this role as going in as a bankruptcy agent.
Right.
I resign from being president to being custodian of the federal government.
Here's a simple way to take care of the debt.
I love it.
So the U.S. Mint is a
print a $1 trillion coin.
There you go.
$20 trillion.
No. See, that ruins. That's a real centrally planned solution there, Mark. Really? No. It's easy.
On the way out the door.
Right. No. But it's easier than that. You just disown it. You say none of the debt on paper is even legitimate in the first place. And for me, as a responsible bankruptcy agent, I have to look at who are the true creditors of the American federal government. Who's been stolen from? It's not those people. It's the American people. So how do we do this? We liquidate all of the assets that don't get localized to the states, territories, and native nations.
Right.
And we use that to fund Social Security until the funds run out.
Like all the land that the federal government owns, for instance.
Well, I think most of that would be... See, this is there is a trick in this, in a balancing act of dissolving the institution and respecting the localization element of this. So the big parts of land will go to states.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the non-defensive weaponry held by the United States gets de-weaponized and sold. All of the buildings, all of the facilities,
right,
all of the equipment, all the intellectual property, all of that is liquid. Well, the intellectual property, we're disowning that entire racket, as you guys are very familiar with. But all of those assets then go to pay back the American people to ensure that they get paid back as creditors and we have a smooth transition.
That reminds me of Harry Brown, who was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000.
Yeah.
And what he had said was that he wanted to do something very similar, sell off the government's assets, use that to pay down the Social Security and all that. And he even said that he wanted to take a wrecking ball to the IRS building and then sell pieces of the rubble to people, like on eBay
or whatever.
Oh, I like that.
Whatever. All right, we'll put that in the plan.
Yeah, it's great stuff. He's great.
I buy a brick.
Hey, Adam, folks can follow you at home anytime by going to thefreedomline.com. You've got a podcast. You're getting rolling again, and I know we're going to talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure as always, gentlemen.
More coming up from Anarchapulco.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, almost about to wrap up, the weekend here, and what better way to do it than with one of the founders of the event, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, is with us yet again. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, guys.
Let me turn you up there. You're soft-spoken.
Yes, I am.
Has it been a good weekend for you so far?
Yeah, it actually has. It's been crazy. It's actually been like a full week. We had a three-day health and wellness before Anarchapulco even started.
Right.
We're now on day three of Anarchapulco, so it's already like 6 days in. I still have 2 days, full days left. But yeah, it's been quite amazing, really.
This is a huge event. I mean, it went from large last year of like maybe 400 or so, I believe, to now, what, 1,700 people?
I keep hearing the number go up. I think it's somewhere between 1,400 and 1,700, yeah. Something like that.
Well, so I was at the first. I actually helped MC the first Anarchapulco 4 years ago. Pardon my description, but I think it might have been a whim, right? Like, a couple dozen, few people come. It might have, four, five, six dozen. And it was so much fun. Everybody's like, "Oh, Jeff, you got to do it again. It's so great." And then you start putting together a team and that kind of thing. Number two is a real event. Number three, starts showing, oh my goodness, this thing's going somewhere. Now we're at number four. It's tripled in size.
The biggest event. I mean, this is as large as the largest.
This is 4 years.
Well, as we've been saying, this has taken the mantle of the must-go-to, must-attend party, networking, convention for the Liberty Movement out there. It used to be Porkfest, and it isn't anymore. It's got to be Anarchapulco.
Yeah, I love Porkfest as well, but yeah, this has got definitely taken on a life of its own now, and it's a very international, which would be a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like I see the people, I see the people buying coming in. It's like Germany, Japan, Israel,
yep.
Ireland.
People that don't want to come to the U.S., but they do want to come to Liberty events, and so usually I'm recognizing 20% of people that are a given Liberty event. I know them, they're friends, you know, whatever.
Here, I barely know 5%.
Yeah, barely 5%. Shows me that you have a drawing power that's just different than what I can imagine.
Yeah, well, that's the power of the internet, and I'm on YouTube a lot. And
with Anarchast.
Yeah, right. And this has been 4 years now. So, and I'm a pretty good promoter. I have to pat myself on the back.
Somebody's got to toot your own horn. It might as well be you.
Well, I rarely toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good at marketing. That's basically media and marketing is sort of my background. And funny side story, my mom put me into college against my will when I was 18. I was, like, finally out of high school, which she forced me to finish.
This was in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she put me into community college. She said, pick a course that I picked a mass media course, and they kicked me out within 1 month because I kept telling them they were idiots. 10 years to the day from that, I was running my internet company in Vancouver, Canada, and it was worth $240 million. Mm. And then I went off and traveled the world after that, learned about libertarianism, anarchism, Austrian economics, and decided I had to get back into it and start telling the world through the dollar vigilante.
Right.
Soon after that, I was like, no one's talking about anarchy back in 2011. Like, there's a few people, but hardly anything.
Right.
No one had any good shows that had any production quality, and that's a big part of the, you know, marketing and media is you have decent quality, like your guys' show is like top quality. If it was like scratchy mics, like no one would want to listen to much.
Right.
And so I did that, and then of course it's all sort of snowballed into what's going on with Anarchapulco, and doing the same sort of thing here that I do with a lot of stuff is make sure it's really cool, really interesting, fun, and
yeah,
as you guys
are assume, having fun. That's the most important part, and I think everybody has been so far that I've talked to.
I'd also like to point out, you know, he's talking about his prowess as a marketer. He's taken a word that is radioactive, right?
Anarchy.
Right? And radioactive. Free Talk Live doesn't go anywhere near it. And then, you know, oh yeah, we're that, and come on, we're having a fun party. Come on. And Cynthia McKinney's here. How many Congress people are at your event? U.S. Congress people are at your, former U.S. Congress people are at your event? I mean, you've got two at least. Ron Paul,
right.
Cynthia McKinney. It's
we've got the leader of the Libertarian Party of Canada, Tim Moen, who's a hardcore anarcho-capitalist.
Really?
Yeah, so it's really attractive. That's the whole point of what I wanted to do with Anarchapulco is, and Anarchast as well, is try to bring in more people into the movement, you can say. I don't even see it as a movement. Like, for example, a lot of people say we're the resistance. I say the government and the state are the resistance. They're stopping humanity from reaching its full ultimate potential.
Sure are.
And if I sit down with anyone in the world except for possibly sociopaths and you know, hardcore politicians like Barack Obama or whatever,
yeah.
I can pretty much convince them they're anarchists within a couple minutes, because really I sit down and I say, do you believe it's good to use force against people to get what you want? No.
Nope.
Within a few questions, I'm basically like, you're an anarchist. They're like, oh, I didn't realize that's what it was. And it's like, yeah. And then you kind of explain, they go, but why do we need the government? We need it for roads. I'm like, we have all the roads. I love the roads.
Roads are
I'm like, have you noticed? There's roads everywhere. We have roads. Who's going to maintain them? Different story. But in general, I want to bring in different people from different. We have artists, we have rappers, we have Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang Clan, by the way, contacted me 2 weeks ago out of the blue on WhatsApp. I got a WhatsApp from Wu-Tang, and I used to be a big rap fan back in the 90s. I was like, what? And the guy's like, hey, dog, we want to contact you, dog, because we want to get it. We want to learn more about crypto anarchy, bro.
All right.
And I was like,
come on down.
You know, spread the word.
I can tell you, in my long and varied life, I have never gotten a text from a rap artist wanting to come hang out with me.
Well, you've made something that's attractive. You made something that is an absolute success. We talked to Nathan Freeman, who is the other major co-organizer here, and he's talking about you guys have already nailed down the room for next year. It might be moving into the big room with like 3,000 seats, so you may be having even more tickets available for 2019, which I believe he said are going to go up for sale. Is it right after the conference is over?
If we do what we plan, we want to offer everyone at the conference to be able to buy first because special, we sold out 2 months before this one. So we want to make sure that they all can get tickets again.
Because everybody wants to come back. And they want to bring their friends, too.
Yep. And so, you know, people often ask me sort of off the air, hey, do you... Is you know, different events or different things, different products, stuff like that. Hey, is Anarchapulco really a great event? And I just want to, here's my endorsement. Jeff, we didn't take any money from you to come to this event, right? Like you paid for the hotel. Took care of hotel and airfare. And thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. But you didn't pay Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark
put
money in our pockets for this. We wanted to come because this is so awesome. And we want to come again. Please, let's bring us another
one.
We want to be here again.
It was a great job,
so
man.
Great.
Great job. And the party, by the way, was incredible. I don't know if you... Yeah, you were there, right? There was the party at the poolside. And so there's even things that are happening sort of unofficial to Anarchapulco. One of the guys who apparently moved to Acapulco after the first year, he's just opened his house up, and there must have been 200 people there.
Yeah, it's every year we have a certain percentage of the audience just stays. And, and it's kind of funny because before the conference, every year they always put out a U.S. government travel alert warning on Acapulco.
Right.
And a lot of people like get all worried.
Murders.
And then they come down here and they're like, this isn't what they say on the news. And
you know what happened to me? We went, my wife and I went out to a taco truck. So we walked through a Mexican neighborhood in Acapulco to get to a taco truck. We had some of the best tacos.
Yep.
The first bite of every one of these tacos, and they're tiny little things, I'm going, making noises at her. So I had such a wonderful time. I tip everybody, the cook, everybody. I'm walking away. I forgot my computer bag at a taco truck in some, you know, neighborhood in Mexico.
Yep.
The guy is running after me. Senor!
Not surprised at all. That happens all the time. I even had people
tip. This is a dangerous place where everybody's getting murdered. You know, some idiot American forgets their laptop out in the street.
You were saying, though?
Yeah, well, I think they try to make Mexico look dangerous because it's so close to the U.S., and if Americans come here, and they're going to be like, I thought we live in the land of the free. This is way freer. So I think they do it on purpose to try to make it look as scary as possible. And, yeah, I've seen it so many times. I've even seen people tip, over-tip. A lot of us are anarcho-capitalists. We like to really show our appreciation for good service. And it's actually not really 10% is very normal here. But if you leave, like, 20 or 30%, I've seen them run blocks to catch up to you because you over-tipped.
Yeah.
You just turn around and go, no, it's for you. But that's how that's the kind of culture it is here.
It's great, folks. And, yeah, the service here is outstanding. The food is outstanding. And for me, I like being here and networking and talking to people, but I just like going to a taco stand, you know, like going to get taquerias. Because we're from New Hampshire, and sorry, it just doesn't come close as far as far as the tacos that you can get.
And in many cases, tacos in the U.S. are from El Norte tacos, right? The northern Mexico. This is southern Mexican food. It's different, and, you know, it's something we're trying.
We're short on time. Jeff Berwick, anarchast.com.
Just on YouTube, Anarchast.
Anarchast. Check him out there. It's a weekly, at least, episodic thing, and you can get a lot more of him there. And more coming up here from Anarchapulco 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS. At least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements endowments and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. All kinds of interesting folks around here throughout the weekend this weekend, including one guy we really wanted to get last year.
Yeah.
But I think he was kind of in and out, and, you know, he's the president.
It's hard to get heads of state.
Right, right. And so, you know, he's got some time this time around, and I'm grateful for that because we've talked a lot about Liberland in the past on Free Talk Live, although, honestly, it has been a little while since we've gotten an update on what's been going on out there. You can, of course, learn more over at Liberland.org, but the president of Liberland, Vítek Lichka, is with us here. Hello, Vít.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, it's great to finally have you on live here on Free Talk Live. For listeners that may be brand new to Liberland, can you explain what it is or what it will be?
Yeah, well, we started the country on 13th of April 2015, so 2.5 years ago. We started on birthday of Thomas Jefferson, 272nd birthday, and we wanted to invoke the spirit of American Revolution. We saw that the world is ready for another Tea Party, and you know that the amount of regulations are much higher than the ones that the founding fathers of the United States were fighting, and now we've got 50% taxation in most of the Europe, sometimes 60, sometimes 70,
wow.
And so we really wanted to do something practical to fight it, to bring some competition to the nation states, and that's what we're doing. We're serious about starting a new country, but we want also have fun about it.
So Liberland, it's real? I mean, where is it? Where is Liberland? What
Liberland
is it?
Liberland is between Croatia and Serbia, some 10 kilometers from Hungarian borders. It's a beautiful, heart-shaped territory that was left unclaimed for more than 26 years. So we went there, we stick the flag there, we claimed it, and of course we made a lot of waves. So I could
weren't you
see.
Promptly a bunch of people promptly arrested by the Croats?
Well, yeah, a couple of times, and people were continuously arrested, and they were all arrested for leaving Croatia illegally.
Right?
That was a nice, actually, acknowledgement of the fact that Croatia doesn't claim that piece of land, because in order to access it, you had to leave Croatia, and that was the case. And
so no one came over from the Serbian side to try to get to it?
People also got there from Serbian side. They got arrested.
They got arrested, too.
They got arrested, too.
But not by the Serbians,
no,
right?
No. Croatians.
Serbians don't care.
The Serbians don't care, and of course, like for Croatians to arrest people for going into Liberland without even entering Croatia,
right,
that's the most problematic part, and that's why we elected the whole case down to the Constitutional Court of Croatia, and it's probably going to go to the European Courts for Human Rights.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I was going to ask, where are the statuses of those arrests? I know there were multiple individuals that were involved in this. There was some video footage of the Croatian Border Patrol chasing people through the water in this, you know, basically it seems like it's kind of a swamp, right? Liberland is
not
a bit of a swamp?
Not really, no. It's actually, you know, the pictures were from a really nice sandy beaches that we've got there, and
really?
Some people are making fun that it's like a Caribbean, but honestly, like, the sand is better than most of the Caribbean places.
Yeah.
We've got some kilometer long island, which is half sandy beach. And the rest of the Liberland is not a swamp. It's actually a nice place.
Excellent.
It can be developed. Sometimes it's flooded, but you know, Prague is also sometimes flooded.
Okay. How large of a spot of land is this?
It's 3.5 miles.
3.5 miles.
Yeah, 7 square kilometers.
Square miles.
Yeah.
Square miles.
Okay.
All right.
Big enough. I mean, you know, the Vatican's probably smaller than that.
Yes, 10 times smaller, and Monaco is 3 times smaller. So
okay.
It's a decent piece of
yes.
land
right,
where
right.
you can do stuff, and you can actually put an international airport there, but you wouldn't have much place left.
Room for anything else.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, international airport would really be awesome, but, I mean, really the solution to these problems, go back one step. Serbia doesn't have a problem. Croatia does, right?
Yeah.
Why does Croatia have a problem with it? Have they said, or do you have any speculation? They say that you're illegally leaving Croatia, but why would they care?
Yeah, well, Croatia actually has problems with all its neighboring countries.
Okay.
And it's kind of a...
They're grumpy.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
So, you know, like, we're no exception, and that's a good topic for conversation with all its neighboring countries, because every single of its neighboring countries have a legal team that is fighting with Croatia over a piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Slovenia-Croatia border dispute is very much popular in European media. It's a crazy situation in which Croatia lost the arbitration against Slovenia, yet and an arbitration which they said they will respect.
But
they don't respect it, and they're still fighting over that piece of land, and they're arresting fishermen from Slovenia in a territory which is supposed to be Slovenia.
Wow.
So, you know, like, it's no exception, and it's kind of funny because, like, you know, it makes Croatia look kind of silly. When they are not fighting just the other countries, but also, for example, us.
Well, this sounds to me very much like just a problem of money. Can't they look, guys, we'd like to buy passage through your country to ours. Would that be all right? And then, you know, like a contract that says, yep, that's fine, passage right of way, whatever it might be, immigration, I'm not sure what the terminology is that they'd use. Do you have any idea what it might take to deal with these people?
Well, I don't think it's the money that can buy it. And
no?
There are many people that try to buy sovereignty in past. The Onassis family was fighting for some 30 years.
Who was?
Onassis family. Onassis. You know the guys that were like probably the wealthiest family?
The Onassis.
The Onassis. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
The Onassis.
Yeah. So these guys, they were trying to buy a piece of land and turn it into a country for 30 years. Now there is this free society initiative.
Yep.
I think that's kind of a similar thing.
Yep.
Let's see if the time has changed. But so far in the history, it wasn't about money.
Yeah,
maybe between existing countries, but starting a new country always comes with a nation building and always comes with the national struggle. I think you cannot really skip that. You have to have a decent group of people that are claiming your nationality and that are willing to sacrifice something in order to make the country happen.
So what's the status with passports, with citizenship for Liberland?
Well, right now I have here a couple of citizenship certificates for the people that became citizen recently and that are also on the conference.
How many are there? How many citizens of Liberland?
That's roughly 550, I think, right now.
Now, wasn't
so it's
the
one out of 1,000 who applied.
Out of how many?
One out of 1,000.
One out of 100,000.
No, one out of 10,000.
One out of 1,000.
One out of 1,000.
We've got half a million people applied, and we've got 500.
A half million people.
Yeah,
applied.
I think I'm sure I was one of them.
Wow. Now, what are you?
Yes, we have to fix that, right? You know, this is the way how we get new citizens. Actually, I get to meet the folks, and we get to do something, like for example, interview.
We would like to be state radio for the.
That'd be fun. It's going to be possible now. You know, there will be enough facility, thanks to Roger and others, that we, you know, people can actually stay full-time in LeBron and have fun, and there will be an awesome event every single weekend.
Now, you guys used to have, like, camping parties or something like that out there. Yeah. Are there still people visiting Liberland now?
Every single day we've got at least a small group of people coming.
And what does that mean? Every day people are getting arrested, or have the Croatian guys backed down a little bit?
They back down. If they don't, like, see a kind of a big group of people, they don't interfere. And if the group of people is too big, then they step back and they just let the people enjoy the party on the beach.
Huh.
So, you know, we're kind of, it's a power game. We're pushing in and out.
Sure, yep.
For more than a year and a half, we didn't get anybody arrested.
Really?
Despite a lot of people visiting Liberland.
Is there a structure on the property?
Well, they leveled down all the structures in the last spring, so they just wanted to show
that we're in charge.
They're at war. Technically, it's a war. Right? Because they really went out of Croatia and leveled our building.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's an act of war.
Yeah.
It really is.
But on the other hand, again, like we have got people visiting now, having fun, and not being arrested, which is a upgrade.
That's a process. Yeah, that's that. You're moving ahead, moving up. That's great news.
It's so exciting. What do you see for the near future for Liberland? What's going on?
We've got a big thing is that we want to launch our own token on 13th of April.
What's that going to be called?
Well, it's Merit. It was always called Merit.
Merit.
Everybody that...
They did say it's the citizenship of Merit. That was on their very first sort of, you know, on the website years ago. Yeah. They said citizenships are by Merit and not by, you know, just you saying, hi, I'm from Liberland.
Yeah. Well, people really, like, whenever they do something, we try to evaluate it and put it on the people's Merit account. But the system will be a little bit more complicated, but still very easy.
Right.
And we want to make sure that the decisions in Liberland are made by the people that build the country.
That's awesome.
So it's one merit, one vote, actually. And, you know, it could be used as a currency, but it could also be a share of Liberland. If you log the merit, you basically can vote with it. You can get a dividend out of your merit in Liberland. So I think it's a much healthier situation than one person, one vote, which really, you know, gives the same right. To the person that made $20 million in taxes, and then the person that robbed $20 million out of a bank, and still these guys are equal in the system, which I don't think is a healthy way how to run society.
I concur with you that it isn't healthy. So this merit, does it exist currently?
Again, everybody that contributes, I also have a couple of merits with me, I guess. It also, you know, people start to make it as a coins, and we've got like 20 different coins right now.
Physical coins?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And we're always supportive of that. Of course, there is a digital version now, which is in database, but it's going to be on blockchain. We will put it on many blockchains, so it will be on Ethereum, on Waves, on NEM platform. We will use all the important platforms where Liberland Merit will be issued. And there will be a limited amount of them. We want only 700 million.
Is there an earthquake?
Yeah, this is an earthquake.
That is an earthquake. All right, so this is Free Talk Live. That's Vitya Lishka. And we probably should get out of here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.